Hello, my name is Sebastian Ureta. I'm an associate professor of at the sociology department at Universidad del Hurtado in Santiago, Chile. And I'm an associate researcher at the Our Soil project.
Awesome. So, what are the goals of the Our Soil project?
Well, the goals of the project is to develop a sort of quite cheap methodology to for communities to assess the level of pollution on their soils. The problem is that most of the methodologies that are currently on the market are very tend to be quite expensive because they tend to use very sort of highly sophisticated equipment and lab procedures. So what we are doing is trying to design and implement an alternative methodology that will use principles of citizen science and also open hardware technologies to deal with the to for in order to allow members of community to assess some levels of pollution by themselves.
That sounds awesome. What sort of equipment are you trying to replicate with the project?
Yeah, on its current phase, the project has a focus on two particular, or three, I would say, but mostly two particular contaminants that are heavy metals, are lead and arsenic. And mostly most of the procedures that we try to replicate in chemical terms, I would say it's trying to use some sort of chemical reactions and a very, very big way using acids in order to sort of try to establish the qualitative concentration of these metals on some soil samples. So the procedure is mostly that people bring some sort of a sample of soil that they want to assess. And they have to work with the sample, and then they obtain some sort of this qualitative sort of qualitative concentrations of these metals on their soil, so they can know more or less, or they can start it to know what is the situation on their soils regarding these pollutants.
Wow, that's really fascinating. Is there like a minimum or maximum amount of soil you need to test for the pollutants?
No, I think that the important thing is that people should bring a sample that it's around 1 kilogram, something like this, in order to have enough of a quantity of soil to be measured in the different like stages of the process. In general, another important like recommendation is that the soil should arrive dry because if the soil is too wet, you will have to dry it first because most of these analytical procedures does they do them they work only with, or they work well only in samples that are dry. So probably this is our the two of the two things that people should take into consideration that they to have in a large enough sample and also like a dry sample of soil.
Yeah, totally. In what ways can soil quality affect communities?
I think usually soil is kind of a hidden pollutant in a way because if you see more or less like public discussions about pollution and communities. I think I would say that 95% of this discussion is focused on two other ways of being polluted, that is air pollution and water pollution. But soil pollution received much, much less attention because it's because of several characteristics on the soil itself that is very difficult to see, that you don't tend to realize that soil is polluted because it doesn't change. It's quite complex to be measured as well. So in a way, it's very typical that people don't realize that they are living in contact with soil that is polluted. But the issue is that if dust pollution is in high concentration, the effects on your health and it's more or less similar than air and water pollution that it can enter to your body through different means, through your skin or through the air. And it can cause a lot of different problems from direct health issues like some sort of poisoning. I actually did poisoning, but also much more long term effects in terms of development, in terms of even intergenerational effects in terms of affecting the development of your sons when you have sons or daughters, stuff like this. So it has a lot of different kind of effects, but the issue is that people don't tend to realize that soil is an issue. And actually, this is one of our main aims in the project. It's that besides producing some data, for us, what is more important is to produce a community that is concerned about soil, that a community that would start asking questions about what is the quality of my soil? Should I be worried about the soil? Should I measure it? Should I take some measures to protect myself from soil? Something that a lot of communities are not asking these kinds of questions right now.
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially if the pollutants in the soil end up getting into crops that are grown in the soil, you know, and you end up eating the pollutants.
Yeah. Yeah. This is another very, very typical way to ingest this kind of pollutants. And actually, this has been probably the most popular path for soils to become a matter of public controversy. It's when people start realizing that the vegetables that they are raising in the gardens are vegetables that contain high concentration of certain pollutants like, I don't know, lead and arsenic and even mercury in some cases. So usually when people start realizing that their vegetables has this high concentrations, they start looking at soil and they realize that soil is going to be the source of this pollution, and they start worrying. And the point is that given that conventional approaches to establish soil pollution are so expensive, it's very difficult for a lot of communities, especially disadvantaged communities, to get to know or to get even a very initial assessment of the matter. So what we are trying to develop is trying to bridge this kind of or trying to deal with this kind of uncertainty and trying to start working with communities to assess, to obtain certain knowledge, but also to start to do something about soil pollution.
Oh yeah, totally. What sort of pollutants are most common in soil and are the most dangerous?
I think mostly in soils, all kind of pollutants are tend to be prominent in a way, or all different kinds of pollutants. We are dealing currently on the brain with lead and arsenic. Arsenic first because it's so widespread, it's everywhere. Arsenic and it's a well known pollutant all over the world, I would say. Lead because it has a very, very high, like very or sort of well proved effects on health and development. And it's also very much associated with areas in which there used to be some sort of industrial development, such as Troy, for example. And this is the two that we are mostly covering right now. In Chile, for example, the place in which we start to develop this kit, we also cover copper, because Chile is a huge producer of copper and has all the copper mining industry has left behind a lot of surrounding the mines. And I would say that the fourth pollutant that also it's very, very important taking into consideration in soil is mercury, because especially in areas in which some sort of silver and gold mining has been carried out, especially in an artisanal way, mercury on soils, it's very prominent, tend to be very prominent, and it has a very, very acute effects on health and development as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Do you have any suggestions for those who are wishing to test their own soil and make strides towards cleaner and healthier soil in their community?
I think my first suggestion would be to try to contact a local probably the first thing is try to get together, to organize, to move forward some sort of a claim or initiative to start measuring soils. If they have the opportunity to access some sort of standard equipment, standard procedures to assess soils, is definitely the way to go. If they can, I think the methodologies such as ours and a couple of initiatives more, they offered like a first step to start to try to deal with the issue, but the most important thing is try not to be sort of not to panic about the issue because try to be sort of proactive about it and try to, there's different ways in which you can assess soil pollution. There are different procedures with different kind of sort of certainty and sophistication and prices. The important thing is that you have to do, if you are worried about it, if you have any kind of suspicious, you have to try to be proactive and try to see which kind of analytical procedure is best for you and for your community to start knowing the issue. And probably in the meantime, if you are too worried about or if you are some sort of certainty about the presence of pollutants on soils, trying to avoid, I don't know, gardening until you know a bit more about the concentration of metals in your soil.